Never been so stressed out. I had to ring my mother. 2:30 in the morning. My mother's the only person I know who knows anything about torches. She's a bit of an expert, you know. She's that generation where they have a torch by the bed. Every single ruddy night has to have a torch by the bed. My mother will not go to bed without a torch by the... It's in case there's a power cut in the night. And how will you know, man? Switch everything off before you go to bed anyway. If you wake up in the middle of the night and everything's still off, can you not just assume all is well? Is that too much to ask? Without rushing for the fuse box, you mental old bat. That's where she's going. The fuse box, everybody to the fuse box. She doesn't even know where the fuse box is, what it looks like, or what to do with it. She might as well keep the keys to the Batmobile by the bed. And if you stay there, you have to have a torch. Oh, come and stay with my mother's, all of you. She'll find a torch for all of you, honestly. You'll have a torch by the bed every night, honestly. Me, my brother, my sister, no torch, no stay. That's the rules. You wake up some nights, it's like an episode of Murder, She Wrote, in that house, honestly. I rang her from the services and I said, Mum, I need your help. I said, I need your help. How bright's a million candles? I rang her at 2:30 in the morning. Maybe she was tired. I said, how bright's a million candles? She said, oh, I imagine it's very bright. Do you remember your granddad's 90th? I said, that was 90 candles, Mum. This is a million candles. She said, I'm sure he had a million on there at first. I said, he didn't. It was a birthday cake. He was 90. He had 90 candles. I said, you know, this is 999,910 candles, more than he had. She said, oh, you need a bigger cake. I said, forget the cake. There is no cake. Woman, this is a torch. She said, you'll never fit a million candles on a torch. I said, I'm not trying to fit them on. It's a torch with the power of a million candles. She said, how much are they? I said, 3.99. She said, I'll have two. You've just saved me 800 grand, she said. You're a good boy. Oh. By the time I got to the restaurant bit, honestly, I've never been so stressed out in my life. You know, I was carrying all this crap. You know, I had the tent, my director's chair, I had three torches now. I was hungry, I was tired. Not tired enough to drive again yet, but I was getting that espresso. I'll have another couple of sleeping pills, see if that does the trick. I still had half a poo in the pipe, bear that in mind. Oh, have you forgotten that? This bloke was shuffling around like the elephant man there. The slightest little thing was going to send me over the edge. It wasn't going to take much. And that's what happened, because this is the graveyard shift. Most of the staff have gone. Oh, Mark Robertson's long gone by this point. Either that or he's out the back having another photo shoot. There's no staff there, is there? They only put a few staff on. There was nobody there, but then the few that are there, they get very territorial. Have you noticed that? They don't like you being on their patch late at night, because one minute there was nobody there in the restaurant, there was no one there, and then the next thing I knew, those double swing doors from the kitchen flew open, and this woman shot out of there like a dog that had just been fired out of a cannon. She flew out of there, sniffing around along the counter. They shadow you, don't they, that time? Back and forth, like a little gravy-stained space invader she was. So in case you try and stir the beans. Not on my watch, pal. That crust stays where it is. Oh, beans. Chance would have been a fine thing. Beans, there was no beans left. Do you know what? The only thing I could see in the whole place was one mince pie. It's true, over by the teas and the coffees, one mince pie by the till there. And I was starving. That's all. I said, is that all you've got? She said, yes. I thought I'd better have that then. I went to pick it up and she said, use the tongs! Did you watch? She said, use the tongs, provided, use it!
Use the tongs.
I said, can't I just pick it up? Can't I just use my hand? It's 2:30 in the morning, there's nobody here, there's no other food here, it's not like I can contaminate any other, there's more food in your hair than there is in here. Can I just use
the tongs.
I was trying to use the tongs, chasing it round the services. When I noticed a little sign just behind the mince pie that said award-winning mince pie. And normally you'd let that go, wouldn't you? could tell I was losing the plot because I said, what award did it win? So you all, I said, the mince pie there, the award-winning mince pie, if it's so clever. What award did it win? She said, I don't know, nobody's ever asked. I said, well, I'm asking about hell of a day. I'd like to know what award that mince pie won. She said, I can't tell you. I said, can you find out? She went away. She tried to find out. She couldn't find out. She didn't know. She came back. She said, I don't know. I said, but I want to know what award that mince pie. I said, where's Mark Robertson? She said, he's gone home. I said, well, I want to know what award. I'm in the eye of the storm now. I have lost the plot completely. It's that award ceremony, butcher's shop of the year. It's got me obsessed with awards. I said, I want to know what award that mince pie won. She said, I don't know. I said, but you don't seem to care. It's not funny. She said the words that flipped me over the edge because she articulated perfectly what I think of the service industries in this country. She said, it's not my job to care. You are damn right, dramatic gasp. It was like a sucker punch. My legs went weak, my head was spinning because it all went... I've been trying to live in the real world for months and nobody cares, do they? They all pretend they do, but nobody really cares. And it all went through my mind, all the crappy customer services I'd had for those few months. The Dreams Bed Company. Has anyone bought a bed off them? Has it been delivered yet? I've been on hold for so long, I know every word to dream, 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 daydream believer. Dreams can come true together in electric piss pot dreams. BT, it's good to talk. Do you remember that Bob Hoskins advert? It's good to talk, it's good to talk. And if it's that good to talk, pick up the ruddy phone. I've been ringing you for 9 months, BT. Good to talk. I've got more chance of bumping into Bob Hoskins on a Flybe flight than I have of getting through to them. It's not my job to care, she said. And I flipped out completely.